If overthinking is a habit and not an identity, then therefore it is something that I can break.
You're listening to the Organize My Thoughts podcast, where we teach you how to get out of your head so you can execute the vision. I am your host, Kyla Jackson. Let's get started.
Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. I am your host, Kyla Jackson, and I am so excited to be talking about this next topic. Honestly, if I could come up with a cure that would completely dismantle this particular problem from everyone's mind, it would be such a blessing. But today we're going to talk about how to stop overthinking your business ideas. This topic is so near and dear to my heart because overthinking is something that kept me stuck for so many years. I was constantly counting myself out. I was overthinking every single business idea, which even prevented me from starting and making any progress. And I see this so much in my clients, and it's one of the first things that we have to deal with before we can even get into the execution of your business. And so if you struggle with overthinking your business ideas, you're tired of talking yourself out of your progress, and even sitting on the sidelines, this episode is for you. I'm going to talk about my journey with overthinking, how I help my clients through this, what the Bible says about overthinking, because this is a faith-based podcast, and I believe that the Holy Spirit is integrated into every part of our lives, including business. And you're going to walk away with practical things that you can do to stop overthinking your business ideas, because God did not give you that business idea for it to sit in your notes app or to have you sitting on the sidelines watching everyone else execute the thing that God called you to do. So we're getting ready to get into it. But first, we're going to start off with the Clarity Cafe. This is the portion of the podcast where you guys submit questions about getting out of your head and executing your business idea. And you can actually click the link in the description box to submit your question. You can include your name or you can even do it anonymously. Now, today's question comes from Deirdre, and she says, how do I go about seeking clarity for business ideas when you feel like you're not good in many areas, but you've always had interest in other areas? However, because of life circumstances and growing up in lack, I couldn't explore them. What does direction from God even look like? Here's an example. I'm good at singing, but I've had interest in photography. I've also had interest in food and music. Specifically, I thought of combining food and music like a cafe or something with music and food, but that's just the initial thought. I never got the chance to explore photography, but it's there. I don't want to go ahead with my ideas and not consult God. First off, Deirdre, I just want to say thank you for submitting your question to the Clarity Cafe. I'm super excited to dive into this, even though it's not completely related to the entirety of our episode. I think this is a great point because there is an element of overthinking that is rooted in your question. So based on your submission, I can tell that you have a bunch of interests and you're probably leaning more towards a creative entrepreneur, which I love. You are a multifaceted person, and I think that that is a beautiful gift from God to have all of these interests. Now, I completely understand that it can be overwhelming on which one of these interests to pursue, and even if there is any overlap. So it sounds like you may be in the process of seeking God of where to go, but you may be a little confused. And so that leads me to the first part of your question where you said, what does direction from God look like? For me, when I'm seeking direction from God about which kind of area to focus on, I always start with just praying. I just say to the Lord, hey, Lord, these are the interests that I have. These are the things that I feel like you put on my heart. Which one of these areas do you think that I should pursue? Now, often when I pray, I will hear an initial answer. And I think most of us do hear an initial answer when we start to pray. But the problem is we start overthinking whether it's our voice, God's voice, or the enemy's voice. Like there are all these different things that are kind of competing for our attention. So for me, when I hear an initial thought, I always like to write it down, and then I'll start taking a faith step in that direction. I have found that it is easier to hear direction from God when I'm already in motion. And I say that to say because I think I can hear God's no louder than his yes. Now, when it comes to pursuing creative interests, I don't think that there's really a right or wrong way to do it. I just think that you need to pick one and focus on it. And prayer can kind of help give you that clarity to explore. Now, taking your specific situation and context, you said that you have all these interests and you haven't had a chance to pursue them. So I think that this is less about finding a specific direction and more so about you taking faith steps to creatively explore. You're not at the point where you are executing a specific business idea in any one of these categories. So I think just take some time and freedom to explore and see which one of these areas that you like. And I think that through your exploration of these different activities, as you continue to invite God in the process, if there is a business idea that He wants you to pursue out of these creative interests, then He will tell you down the line. Invite Him into your photography, invite Him into your singing and all these different areas that you enjoy, and just start documenting how you feel. Don't get caught up in overthinking if you're making the wrong move. Again, this is a creative exploration and God will guide you along the way. Just keep checking in with Him during the process. So I hope that that was helpful. Thank you again, Deidre, for submitting your question to the Clarity Cafe. If you would like to submit your question, you can do so by clicking the link in the description box or in the show notes, and I'll answer it either on a podcast episode or in my weekly newsletter, Organize My Thoughts. Alrighty, that's going to wrap up this segment of the Clarity Cafe. Let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. So as I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, today we're going to be talking about how to stop overthinking your business ideas. You can experience overthinking before you even start the idea or while you're already in the process of executing. And no matter where you find yourself experiencing that overthinking, it can immediately lead to paralysis. It can lead to you feeling discouraged and even make you want to just quit in the process. Overthinking is honestly spiritual warfare. And though spiritual warfare is a part of our process as believers, I think that we don't see overthinking as a spiritual attack. And so sometimes we just feel like it's a part of our nature, or you might define yourself as an overthinker. And so when you begin to experience these attacks in your mind, specifically in your thought life, you're not so quick to fight back because you feel like this is just a part of the process. You've been dealing with it for so long and you don't feel like there's a way to overcome it. And so while it is true that everybody experiences overthinking, some people are more prone to it, especially when it comes to moving forward in something that God has called you to do. I believe that every business idea that comes from God is a seed planted in the earth. I believe that God wants to solve real problems in the lives of His people. And so the enemy does not want people's prayers to be answered. He does not want solutions in the earth. He does not want people to experience breakthrough. And so whatever He can do to abort the seed, He will do it. And sometimes it doesn't always come in the way that you think. So again, we're going to talk about what exactly overthinking is, why we tend to overthink, and also what the Bible says about this and how we can practically stop overthinking when it comes to our business ideas. So first, let's start off by defining the actual definition of overthinking. Overthinking is a pattern of excessive and repetitive thinking that can lead to anxiety, stress, and other negative consequences. Again, it is a pattern of excessive and repetitive thinking that can lead to anxiety, stress, and other negative consequences. I like this definition because it defines overthinking first as a pattern. I believe that one of the areas that we go wrong is defining ourselves by the habits and patterns we experience. I used to call myself an overthinker all the time, and I believe that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I believe that, you know, we reap the fruit, just like the Bible says, from what we say. So when I was constantly defining myself as an overthinker, I was assigning that as like my personality type. This is the way that I am. This is a part of my identity. And therefore, there's really not much I can do to change. I've always been like this. And that kind of behavior, when you are assigning a habit to your actual identity, you don't fight back. And so you have to recognize that, again, overthinking is a pattern. And I even like to go as far as to say that it is a habit. If overthinking is a habit and not an identity, then therefore it is something that I can break. And this is such an empowering statement for the person who feels like there's nothing I can do about this. They feel so overwhelmed in their thought life that it just feels like there is no hope. But when you adopt this mindset, it empowers you and really it can send you straight to the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are so many different reasons why we overthink, and I want to cover some of those because you can probably resonate with at least one of these things. One of the reasons why we tend to overthink our business ideas is because we feel like they're not good enough. We are exposed to so much content online and entrepreneurship has been on the rise. And so when you get a business idea, initially you're not necessarily sure whether it's from God or not. So you immediately judge it on whether you feel like the business idea is good enough. And often our good enough is compared to what we see online, what we see in our everyday lives. And so for me, I remember back in 2020, I was asking God for a signature service. And this is actually when he gave me the idea of Organize My Thoughts. Now, at that particular time, I had not seen anyone doing what God was calling me to do, which was helping entrepreneurs stop overthinking and execute their business ideas. There were plenty of people helping people start businesses. There were plenty of people dealing with mindset. But in this particular area of literally walking alongside of someone as they're executing a business idea, specifically people who struggle with overthinking, maybe ADHD or executive dysfunctioning, I had not seen anyone doing that. And so I immediately thought like, Lord, this isn't going to work. Like, there are so many other things that people can focus on. Why is this so important? And I immediately started to discount that idea, so much to the point that I actually tucked it away and forgot about it for almost like 2 years. And so God brought it back up. And one of the first products that he had me develop, and I remember so clearly sketching this journal out, and it was a journal that would help people to, number one, spend time with God daily, but also to practice mind management. Very early on, God taught me about the importance of managing my thoughts and doing that on a daily basis. And as I was taking inventory of the thoughts that were coming through my mind, I was also running them through the Word of God. And through that process, my confidence began to increase. I started to experience less anxiety and overthinking. And I thought, wow, like if I continue to do this with the power of the Holy Spirit, I can see true transformation in my thought life. And that is exactly what happened. I stopped overthinking all the time. I started being able to actually complete the business ideas that God was calling me to do. And it didn't just stop with business. It affected every area of my life. But because I thought that this journal was not good enough, another reason why we start to overthink is because we feel like the market is too saturated. And that's something that I experienced as well, where I was like, God, there's so many journals out here, especially for believers. And ultimately, I had just decided on my own and my own thoughts that there were just too many people in this industry and also people that were more qualified than me, specifically like therapists, life coaches, and all that. At that time when God gave me that idea, I did not have any specific training or title. I just knew that this was something that God had trained me in and that it was helpful for me and even some of the people around me. But when you feel like you don't have a specific title or a specific type of background, you can automatically discount your ideas. Now, fast forward a couple of years later, I actually have experience as a certified life coach and I'm going to school to become a mental health counselor. But back then, I didn't know any of those things. And God did not wait until I had all of those things to give me that specific idea. So along with not feeling like I was good enough, feeling like the market was too saturated, and also just being easily distracted. I've talked about this before, but I am a person who has multiple creative gifts and I get constant downloads of business ideas that God wants me to execute. And so with that, even though it is a gift to have multiple interests and to be talented at multiple things, it also prompts me to be a little more easily distracted, where I feel like if an idea that I have is a little too complicated to execute, or I feel like I don't have what I need, I'm quick to hop to the next idea. And so I spent a couple of years, honestly, just starting and stopping projects constantly. And I think that that's something that a lot of us experience, where if we hit a roadblock in a specific idea, instead of moving forward and pushing through, we'll hop to the next idea that will get us to the goal faster, or that's easier to execute, or something that we see repetitive success with someone else. It's so easy to get distracted in that area. And the more you expose yourself to what other people are doing, the more likely you are to overthink. So taking all those things into consideration and including the element of spiritual warfare, you can see why some people are more prone to overthinking. And so in this particular video, as we begin to talk about some of the practical ways that we can overcome overthinking in business, I really want to dive into this element of spiritual warfare, because I think that this is something that we are not completely aware of, how much is working against us in our thought life on a daily basis. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When I see this scripture, there are so many things that stand out to me, but the first thing is this idea of casting down imaginations and thoughts that don't align with the Word of God. When you are called to be an entrepreneur, God has pre-fashioned this for you a while ago. It says in the Word that He has planned good works for you to do before you were even here. And so if God is calling you to entrepreneurship, you have these business ideas, there is something that God has already stamped and approved about you. He's already put something on the inside of you that includes capacity to do what He has called you to do. So therefore, any thought that is trying to rise up against you, saying that you are not good enough, saying that you are not qualified, saying that this idea is not going to work, those are thoughts that are trying to exalt themselves above what God knows about you. And so one of the things that you really have to be mindful of is your identity in Christ, right? So identity is not necessarily tied all the way to entrepreneurship, but I'm talking about like what God has said about you. If God has said, I have called you to entrepreneurship, then He has equipped you for those things. So every thought that is trying to exalt itself up against that needs to be cast down. Now, I love the idea of casting down imaginations, and there is a separation between imagination and thought life, because sometimes the enemy can plant a thought in your mind and say, that idea is dumb. That idea is not going to work. It may have worked for this person, but you don't have what they have, right? All those are thoughts that are planted. The imaginations come up when the thoughts begin to take root. So now it's not just, oh, I'm not qualified to do this. Now you are beginning to imagine yourself failing. You're imagining yourself being embarrassed or rejected as you begin to execute these ideas. You start to imagine all the ways that it won't work out. And now you have this mental picture in your mind that is contributing to this overthinking. And this is why practicing mind management is so important, because when you don't recognize this consistent pattern of thoughts and imaginations, you will just assume that this is just your regular thought life. But again, there is such an element of spiritual warfare that is attached to Christian entrepreneurs, because when you begin to execute a business idea from God, you're solving a problem in the earth. Somebody's breakthrough is attached to your business. It's no longer just about making money, but you're literally solving problems in the lives of others. I have seen this even in other people's businesses where they start off solving one particular problem, but then as they begin to work with clients, there's always some type of spiritual component that is involved in their process, whether it was intentional or not. And that's because God is actually concerned about the totality of His people. So you may just start off just in business and not realize that people are dealing with so much more. I'll give you an example. God called me to create a YouTube school specifically for Christian entrepreneurs. And so while I'm teaching them all of the practical ways to start and grow their YouTube channel online, I'm not just dealing with SEO and thumbnails and all those things. I'm also dealing with the mindset behind this. I'm also making sure that these are people who are not so concerned with being seen by the world, but really glorifying God. I'm dealing with areas in their lives about overthinking, about inadequacy, right? I'm dealing with all these areas that are bigger than just, I need to start a YouTube channel. People are overcoming their fear of speaking, their fear of being seen. There are all these different things that are involved in this process. And if you're not sensitive to the magnitude of what God is calling you to do, then you will just discount these thoughts as, oh, it's just me. Not realizing that the enemy is trying to kill the seed on the inside of you, and he will often do it through discouragement. I cannot tell you how many times my clients have come to me and said that they shared their business idea with a family or a friend, and they did not understand what they were doing. And so they would literally say things like, you're wasting your time doing that. That's not going to work. this is dumb, you should try to do something else. And I find it so interesting that the enemy will often use family and friends, because those are the people that are closest to us. And sometimes they don't even recognize that they're being used to discourage. But because we value their opinion, because they are close to us and we begin to be vulnerable, they are often the ones that will really kill the seed if you're not paying attention. Remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So when the enemy is using a person, they may not even realize what they are saying is hurting you. But the enemy is after that. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. And he does that by constantly planting doubt, discouragement, and causing you to overthink what God has said. I find it funny that it always goes back to that same question. Did God really say? Right? And that is at the root of our overthinking. Did God really say that he wanted me to do this? Did God really say that this was the time for me to execute this? Did God really call me to do this? Right? We've been dealing with this question of did God really say since the garden. And so now that you kind of recognize this pattern of how the enemy works, you can use that to your advantage in spiritual warfare. And this is going to lead me into the practical steps that I'm about to share with you for how to stop overthinking your business idea. Number one, remember that overthinking is a habit, not an identity. Therefore, it can be broken. Stop calling yourself an overthinker. Stop coming into agreement with that mindset and start recognizing that this is a habit that can be broken through the power of the Holy Spirit. The next thing that you're going to do is you're going to start practicing mind management on a daily basis. What does that look like? This looks like taking daily inventory over the thoughts that are coming in your mind. You're going to write those thoughts down exactly the way that you hear them. So sometimes, again, because we have so many thoughts that are swarming around in our mind, it's hard to fight an enemy that you cannot see. And so when you begin to write your thoughts down, you can actually see what you're really afraid of or what is really making you anxious, where you're really struggling with, right? Instead of just all these jumbled up thoughts. And as you begin to review these thoughts, you're going to start to find the roots of these things. And often the root of a lot of our overthinking is rejection, insecurity, fear, discouragement, all these other things. Then you can take what the Word of God says and cast those thoughts down, right? According to 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. And then you can plant what God has said. This is what the Bible means when it says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It means to cast down those thoughts that don't align with what God has said about you and to renew your mind to the truth, which is the Word of God. And that has to be done on a daily basis because number one, we forget what God says about us. And number two, the enemy is working overtime to have you believing the lies that he says about you instead of what God actually says. So you can literally do this by using a sheet of paper and make this a part of your morning routine. It will take you less than 10 minutes to sit down and say, okay, what are the thoughts that I've been hearing lately? Write them down and then say, what is the root of these thoughts? Once you do that, what does God say about that? And then begin to profess repeatedly what God says about you. And before you know it, your mind will begin to be transformed. Do this specifically in the area of business and say, what is it about this idea that is causing me to overthink, right? What am I hearing in my mind concerning this idea? Write them down. So you can see how this idea of practicing mind management can be very general, but you can also apply it to very specific areas in your life, including your business. And as you begin to do this on a daily basis, inviting the Holy Spirit in, you will experience breakthrough. And God's power will be behind you and you will find yourself finishing the things that you start. You will find your confidence beginning to increase and God will do that in a variety of ways. And you will experience such a peace from this that literally surpasses all of your understanding. You may not have everything that you feel like you need in business. You may not feel like you have the qualifications and the title or all the years of experience. But as you begin to remind yourself of what God says, and continuously do this on a daily basis, you will experience that breakthrough. Overthinking is not something that you are bound to for the rest of your life. God will empower you and you will see the clarity in your mindset that happens as you do this on a consistent basis. So I hope this is helpful. This is not the last time I'm going to be talking about overthinking in business because There are so many different layers to this, but if you want a tool that will help you to practice this mind management on a daily basis, I'll leave the link below to a journal that I created for this specific reason, and it's called the Cast Your Cares Guided Journal. In this journal, it has two parts. One part that will help you to actually spend time with God on a daily basis. And on the other side of the journal is a space where you can actually write down your thoughts, just like I said, and then a space for you to write down the scripture so you can begin to profess the word of God over your mind on a daily basis. This journal has changed my life, the life of my clients, and I know that if you seriously apply this, you will see breakthrough. So again, you can click the link in the description box to get that journal. It's on Amazon. And this is going to wrap up another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please like and share with a friend. And I'll also link more helpful videos on this topic that will help you along in your entrepreneurship journey. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye.